I guess they're going to Vietnam, and they want to do something to honor gay veterans.
That's the story.
And Toto Tours, I think this comes from a friend of Dorothy, Wizard of Oz, you know.
Yes.
Which,
Toto.
For being a, Mo.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
I don't know.
This is very strange, but they're looking for Vietnam vets that are gay to go on this tour, right?
Yeah.
It's
the band Toto, which seems to fit.
Could ever do.
Guys in this band died from inhaling fertilizer.
What?
Yeah, talking about a wimpy band.
Jeez.
I think that's right.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Remember they won, didn't they win a bunch of Grammys one year? I'm not sure they did.
They should have.
What?
I can't remember.
They did. They did.
Dogs cry out in the I don't get it. Restless longing for some
Toto Tours, Dan speaking.
Hey, Dan, Drew and Mike Show, WRIF in Detroit.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are the Toto Tours going?
Toto Tours are doing great.
And wonderful. Toto, of course, is that because of the Friend of Dorothy reference?
That's correct.
Oh, that's really cute.
Adventure travel for Friends of Dorothy.
Yes, wonderful. And isn't it true that, well, here in Michigan, that one of your first tours was to Gaylord, Michigan?
Oh, my God. Do you remember that?
I was on that tour.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you and your companion on that?
Yeah, I was. And then I was found out. That was the only problem.
Yeah, well.
What, did David tell somebody or something?
We were running a trip called Family Values at that time for gay and lesbian parents who had children, and we wanted to do a dude ranch up there, and they got all upset.
Cute.
Dude Ranch. Yeah, the Dude Ranch. Exactly. I remember that. Yeah.
Now, Toto Tours, Dan, I'm not sure about this, but I think Mark was telling me. Isn't it true that it doesn't really work out to mix the homosexual men with the lesbian women?
We had a few trips that did travel successfully with women, but I just felt that because we started out, you know, originally in 1990 as a men-only tour, that we would stick with our mission.
That's hot.
Well, I just get the feeling, though, I don't know, it just seems to me that gay guys really don't hang too much with lesbian chicks, and I don't think the lesbian women really so much want to be with the gay guys, or the reverse, which is
Who is the problem here? Isn't that really...
I don't know. I think
Is it the butchy lesbians?
I don't want to generalize about that. All I know is that it seems like younger gay guys have absolutely no trouble mixing it up and are much more comfortable being... with mixed groups.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to be the older guys.
Because they just want to spend time with each other, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and the lesbians scare me, because a lot of them tend to be so butchy and have such a rough attitude that I'd prefer they stay home.
Well.
Yeah, but that's me.
Do the butchier lesbians elbow the gay guys out at the bar?
No, actually.
Because that would piss me off.
Yeah.
If I were just enjoying a nice gay trip somewhere and I couldn't belly up to the bar.
But then if you start a fight, that lesbian, well, she'll knock
my
you
ass.
She'll knock you out.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, Dan Ware and Toto Tours are putting together, this is a very unusual kind of situation. And I don't know, it's not terribly controversial, but maybe a little different anyway. You're trying to find the gay Vietnam vets for a tour that you're doing in Vietnam.
Right, going to Vietnam, and we're going to be there on the Memorial Day weekend. And so we just thought, you know what, on Memorial Day, we're going to stop and remember the Vietnam veterans who probably, you know, who happened to be gay and had to serve in the foxhole while being in the closet, so to speak. Because back in those days, you know, you just couldn't reveal that you were gay in the military. You still can't.
Gay men obviously served in Vietnam. You know that. You're trying to get them for the tour.
Of course.
Did anybody hook up?
No. I'm waiting for that first Vietnam vet to call me so that I can ask that question.
So you're not just so no Vietnam vets are coming forward at all.
Nobody has called me yet.
Nobody. Yeah. Huh.
Well, there had to be some gay guys in that war.
I did get an email from a Vietnam veterans organization, and they're putting the word out to the members of their organization.
Well, maybe you should have a sign by the Vietnam Memorial there in Washington, eh?
Yeah.
And maybe a sign that you're looking, you know?
I don't know about that.
That might not work. No, scratch that on second thought.
Yeah.
Was this Don Rumsfeld's idea?
No, I don't think he signed off on it.
No. Yeah, I wonder what he would say about something like that.
Well, you know, I really don't particularly care what he would say, but we're just going to go ahead with our plan. Whether or not we hear from anybody, we are going to have a memorial service.
You're going anyway.
What percentage of the guys in serving in the military do you think are of the homo variety? What percentage? Is it really small, or do you think it's larger since you can kind of don't ask, don't tell?
I believe it's larger than it used to be, but it's still a very serious consequence if the news does get out, because there's still... ousting people from the military for being gay.
Do you think gay people like to fight as hard as straight people?
I've met some pretty fierce gay men, so I can imagine, yeah.
Because every time, you know, there's that Oval Beach in Saugatuck, and I walk down by the gay part, and I got to tell you, those gay guys are buff as hell. They all look like they work out.
That's and, right. You should see some of the guys I get on my tours. They're amazing.
I was within inches of getting my ass kicked by a gay guy just for looking at him funny.
Well, yeah, gay guys are really buff now. Yeah, gone is the idea of the wimpy, limp-wristed kind of guy that you could blow over, you know?
When I started my business, the whole idea of Toto tours for friends of Dorothy, it was kind of cute. But I'm finding now that there, you know, there's not as much of the queenie element in the gay community, and they almost think that the name of my company is too cute.
Oh, so right.
I try to tone it back on our website, which I hope people will go see us at www.tototours.com.
Yeah, you're all the time.
Upgrade to a rougher dog, to a pit bull or something.
That's right. Exactly.
And get you in the weight room and start pumping some iron.
That's right.
Get you ready to kick some ass like all these other homos out
kidding.
There.
Right.
It would be Friends of the Witch or, the, or something.
Now, if a straight guy wants to go on one of your gay tours, would he be accepted, or would he have to pretend he was gay?
He would not have to pretend he was gay. All I would insist on is that he be certainly gay-friendly.
Right. Does that mean he has to make out with gay guys, but maybe not have sex, or just be nice to them?
He just has to be nice, and he has to be comfortable being himself. And you know what? There's nothing more attractive than a straight man who is secure enough in his sexuality that he can be around gay guys and be affectionate with them and not be threatened.
I think that's a guy that maybe wants to experiment a little bit.
Well,
and I would suggest that, say you're on some type of a yacht and everybody's all together, and maybe put a couple of glory holes below deck and just see if you can lure
him
in. Yeah, because nobody will know it's him.
We might want to do it anonymously. That'd be the way to convert him.
Start with that, you know?
If that guy who is gay-friendly goes on that tour, and you say that is a really attractive thing, a guy that's a heterosexual, but he's really comfortable around gay people, is there going to be an extreme effort to convert him just because it's almost too hot to handle?
No, not exactly. We have tall ship yachting adventures where the crew, for the most part, are gay.
Wow, is that hot.
Yeah, they're running around with their shirts off and stuff.
Oh, God, it must be amazing.
They'll get some comments, you know, sort of flirtatious remarks, but
yeah,
they appreciate it. They realize, hey, this isn't bad. You know, they appreciate who I am. And they're not threatened by
somebody
it.
Wants me. It seems to me that running a gay business would be a really a cleaner operation. I mean, every time you hear about gay men, if a neighborhood goes gay, it gets decorated better, everything gets cleaned up. I just get the feeling that running a gay operation like that, you wouldn't have people defaulting on their trips, or their credit cards would be valid and all. Is that true, or is that just a stereotype?
I think that there is something in that, and I know that gay people are extremely loyal. My first year in business was the year of the first Gulf War, and it was pretty dismal. But over the years that I've been in business, the word of mouth has grown. And once people go and they see the way we take care of our clients, they keep coming back, and they are good as gold.
Why isn't there the same quantity of scum in the gay world as there is in the straight world? Or is there?
Well, I think that we should do a poll on that issue and find out.
I'm sure some cynical person will say, well, gay people are more anal, that's why.
Is there a slob somewhere, right? You know,
are there sloppy gay people? I mean, do you find on these trips that there are certain guys that just keep their room as a mess and there's crap everywhere and, you know, room is stink?
What I found and why my company succeeds is that we don't try to only get one certain kind of person. There's the party boys who are the buffed ones who really pay attention to their body. But then there's just, you know, the accountant types, and there's the older guys, and, you know, guys who have been together in relationship for 25 years. It's a broad spectrum of people who come on these trips, and you always meet people that you can be friends with afterwards.
Do you find on these trips that Do you find on these trips that that all the guys like pack way too much? You know, like any woman,
yes,
just bring the whole kitchen sink.
Absolutely.
You know?
We put out a packing list in advance, and we always suggest you lay out what you're going to take and leave half of it at home.
Yeah. And is there one gay partner bitching at the other one because he packs too much, or do both
yes,
people pack too much?
It's funny because sometimes they're just like any old married couple, you know, a little bit of crabbing at each other.
Yeah. Now, we have some emails starting to come in. Let's see, do they have bus tours to cities, and do the buses stop at every rest stop on the highway? That's kind of a cheap shot. But,
Well, I just have to say that Toto Tours is not a sex tour. We decide that, you know, gay people should be allowed to go to some of the best places in the world. Like, we want to cruise down the Nile, and we want to see the pyramids. We want to go to Machu Picchu. We want to, you know, raft down the Grand Canyon.
You just want to go to Machu Picchu because the name is so cute.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? We've got Richard Hatch, the original Survivor, who is escorting our Grand Canyon trip this August.
No kidding.
Right?
Is he a good tour? Is he a good tour escort?
He's a great tour escort.
He's
so much fun. I was just traveling with him in Costa Rica at the beginning of March. He is a wild and funny guy, and not at all the asshole he came off to be.
Did you guys date at all?
No, I'm in a very happy relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry. But when he goes on the tour, like if he goes to Grand Canyon, will he be flirting with a lot of the people?
Well, all I can say is come on the trip and find out.
Oh, I can imagine how the whitewater rafting. Wonderful. Because he's lost weight. Has he kept the weight off?
He has.
But we're starting to sound gay.
I know. We're sounding way too gay.
Very good.
We should start throwing some insults around, and we're in trouble.
What's the number one travel destination? Where do gay people want to go the most?
Well, our rafting trip down the Grand Canyon is very popular. Costa Rica is very popular because it's a very gay-friendly country and absolutely gorgeous. Our sailing trip is extremely popular as well.
What makes a place gay unfriendly? I mean, what kind of people?
Okay, I'll tell you an example. I was on a trip once that went to Jamaica, and a whole bunch of gay guys were hiking up the Duns River Falls in Ocho Rios.
Definitely.
The guys that were escorting the groups up the river, you know, they hold your camera and they say, okay, stop here and we'll take a picture. Some of those guys were saying, you know what, we're not going because we're going to catch AIDS from the water. They were so ignorant.
That's just pretty much a lack of education. I've heard homosexuality is not well taken in a place like Jamaica.
The Caribbean islands are extremely homophobic.
Yeah, not very gay friendly. Although, God, St. Martin, there's a gay beach down there.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's really a lack of education or just outright ignorance. How about just blatantly, aggressively anti-gay? Do you run into that?
We've been going to Muslim countries like Morocco and Egypt, and you would think, oh, my God, you know, we're going to be really in trouble here. But we have met nothing but welcome. And, you know, in Egypt, they always send out a van load of armed guys to escort the tour groups because they really take care of their tourists.
And does that turn on the tour group?
Guys were flirting outrageously.
Really?
These guys who were escorting us. Those guys were flirting back. They absolutely loved it. These macho Egyptians with their
I would have freaked out and told everybody, put the frilly stuff away. Hurry.
What constitutes outrageous flirting in the gay community?
Oh, well.
Jacking somebody off?
Just extremely overt things, like when we would go into a rest stop to get a Coke, they'd buy Cokes for them and take them out and smile and, you know, just kind of bat their eyes and stuff.
That's cute. Give the website for Toto Tours again.
It's www.tototours, that's TOTOTOURS.com.
What homo amenities does Toto Tours provide? I mean, because homosexuals have slightly different needs. I mean, do they have condoms for gay men or
butt plugs? You forgot yours.
As I said, these are just tours for guys who want to travel together with guys who are like themselves. But we can't promise you that you're going to get laid.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You get a bunch of gay guys together, and they're going to forget all about the vacation. They just want to have sex, 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 and there's nothing stopping it.
You know that.
That That happens on some trips. Other trips, you know, you just bond and become such good friends with these people that sex doesn't even become an issue at that point.
But if it does become an issue, you can't stop a raging, steely boner. I mean, if somebody's going to get into it, they're going to get into it. And I just wondered if you had any amenities that went along with that sort of thing, or the gay element.
We come prepared with lots of extra condoms for people.
That's all we meant. Now, the reason originally for the call is the May 23rd deadline for the gay soldiers that they're trying to put together to go to Vietnam.
I'm leaving for Vietnam on the 23rd, so if somebody wants to get their story to me before they go, before I go, so that I can refer to it on the trip, I would love to hear from them by May 23rd.
Dan, it's great talking to you. Good luck over there, Toto Tours. You guys have a very specific service, and it's probably just very well for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate the time.
Bye.
See you.
Wow. Were we too gay on that?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
I didn't realize how globally knowledgeable both of you were on gay sites around the world.
No, I saw the brochure. You knew all about Gaylord and their first trip there.
I don't know.
So animated and excited about something.
You knew about the gay beach on St. Martin's. I didn't know about that.
Well, I just happened to walk by there. It wasn't like I read up on it.
Well, I don't know.
The fact that Clark got here this morning at 4 a.m. to study for this interview.
I read about the Gaylord.
He was calling me all weekend.
I read about Gaylord.
Did they go to Gaylord just because gay is in the name?
I don't know. It seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was their first journey. Well, I don't know why. Is that where the National Guard is in Gaylord, or is that Grayling?
I guess it's Grayling just because if you take out the R, it's Gayling.
I never thought of that.
You don't even see the R in it.
That must be it.
So what happens on that trip if you're just like sitting there and all of a sudden the guy next to you starts blowing you?
Tell him when.
You have to warn him?
Yeah, you got to warn him.
Just close your eyes and dig it and pretend it's whoever you want it to be.
TotoTours.com, that's the website for Homo Tours.
Yo, boom, boom, shake the mofo womb.